but the effect of the move had been to emphasize how very much alone I was. It was a loneliness, furthermore, that I now knew was to be a permanent part of my life. At a rest stop in Germany, I got out my Bible and opened it to the back cover, where I had recorded God's hard answer to a prayer that I had made. I sipped my coffee and remembered the night in Yugoslavia when I had made it. I had been feeling lonely that evening, too. "Lord," I had said, "in a year I'll be 30. You made a helpmeet for man, and somehow I have not found my own. Lord, I'm going to ask you for something. I ask you tonight for a wife." I'd noted the specific prayer request in my Bible. April 12, 1957, Nosaki, prayed for a wife. Beside the notation, I had left a place for an answer. And 5 days later, the answer had come. In my quiet time, I had suddenly known, with quite uncanny certainty, that Isaiah 54:1 was God's reply to me. I flipped excitedly through the pages of the Old Testament and read, "The children of the desolate are more than the children of the married." Again and again I read the words, trying to apply them to myself, trying to rejoice in God's will. I might feel desolate, but He was going to give me more children, spiritual children, than I could ever have as a flesh and blood father. I had written the answer beside the request. But now, as I drained my coffee cup beside a field of spring flowers, I knew that spiritual children were not at all what I had in mind. I wanted real, live, noisy, running and jumping children with sticky faces and wooden shoes to mend after the fights. Above all, I wanted a wife, a living, loving, human being who would make my life one fabric instead of this patchwork quilt of places and people based nowhere, instead of this heading home to no one. Suppose I asked him again right now. Suppose I just opened my Bible anywhere, just let my finger fall where it would, and took this new verse for his real answer. I had always laughed at people who looked for guidance this way, but it was a glorious spring day when anything could happen. And so I closed my eyes, opened the Bible at random, and plunged my finger down on the page. When I looked down, I could hardly believe my eyes. My finger was pointing to Isaiah 54:1. "The children of the desolate are more than the children of the married." I told myself I must have creased the Bible open to that page from reading it so intently before, but it was no good. Thoroughly chastened, I recorded in the back of the Bible the repeated question and the reiterated answer. "I don't like the message, Lord, but at least it's clear." I loaded the portable stove back into the car and started up the motor. It was a long way back to Vita, back to the little room and solitary confinement.